Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
Do you think about me now and then?
Yo, what the fuck is up?
Yo!
Whoa, what is up? Guess who's freaking back? Not us.
Just end it.
It's over.
Yeah, well,
hi, guys.
Long time no fucking talk, you know?
How is everyone?
I'm pretty splendid.
We are good. We're living life. We're all happy.
We're kicking it.
Guys, it's been how long since the last Drip Squad podcast?
Months. It's been a good
month. Hold on. I think there's only one way to introduce us one last time. And you know what Andrew says?
Bitches be bonkers.
I stand by that till the day I die, dude. Bitches be bonkers.
Yo, what did someone tell you the other day about bitches be bonkers?
Oh, yeah. They were saying that that's from On My Block, but On My Block took it from us.
No shit.
I've been saying bitches be bonkers since I was fucking born, all
right? Since you came out the womb?
Realistically, like sixth grade.
Yeah, sixth grade.
It was like seventh grade. But hey, who's keeping count? Not me.
Speaking of keeping count, there is two more weeks till these boys graduate and are outies from Oñate High School.
Yes.
How do you guys feel about graduating?
I'm pretty scared because I don't know if I'm going to graduate. I'm just kidding. I'm fucking graduating, dog.
Damn right. Hey. Shoo-wee. Who passed their fucking math placement exam?
Not me.
This fucking guy. And you didn't pass?
I didn't pass.
What'd you get?
Like a 2%. Straight up, bro. I got 2 right.
You get like 10% for just putting your name on it.
Well, I got 10% exactly.
That's what I got.
But I don't know. What?
We get it. You get it. You know fucking basic ass algebra and algebra 2.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all it is.
I got a 15.
Oh, shoot. Bro.
Yeah, they're like 100.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, out of like 100.
Wait, are you guys staying here for college?
Yeah. I am.
Fuck yeah.
Is everyone here staying for college?
I'm going to UNM.
No, you're fine.
No, you're not.
You literally just told me like a couple minutes ago.
I'm staying here.
Damn, guys. So, do we all know what we're doing? You're staying a janitor.
Fuck you. I got a new job, bro.
Wendy's, hit him up.
Wendy's.
Hit him up for them Frosties, and if you ever need anything else.
Yes, sir. Richard.
It was a candy cane.
Wow.
Yo, so how was your guys' prom, though?
Okay, let's take a minute to talk about prom.
Okay, yeah. Should me and Nick start?
Yeah, you guys can start.
I got twisted.
So,
did you guys play Twister?
I was bent, bro.
I had to take care of Nick.
Tell us some stories.
So Enrique's girlfriend's friend came over, and Enrique left me and her alone. And we had a very long conversation about chicken tenders.
I did not leave you guys alone.
Bitch, yes you fucking did in the fucking bathroom, you whore ass.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you guys had a full-on conversation about chicken tenders?
Wait, in the bathroom.
Who the fuck is that?
Hey.
We're getting a phone call.
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Where you at?
Say hi to the podcast.
Good morning.
Say hi to the podcast.
I said I'll let you be then. You guys have a great podcast.
Hey, say hi to the podcast though.
Hi, I already said hi.
It's recording. You need to talk to them and give them some words of advice.
Good morning. Never eat ass because if you get in a fight with her, you can unblock her. You can block her, become her unfriend, but you can't uneat her ass. So, don't do that.
That was beautiful.
And keep your family around you.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Later.
So, does that mean I can't uneat?
Whoa.
Whoa. What?
Awkward.
Just me?
That was kind words of your friend, Alex Flores.
You mean an ass? You've eaten ass, Rich Dog?
He has.
Dirty boy.
Dirty.
We were having this conversation in math the other day about, like, if we would eat ass.
Would you? Have you?
No.
I don't believe you.
What?
Have you eaten ass before?
I haven't.
You're lying. Why are you lying?
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
On boys?
On boys. I haven't eaten ass.
On hot ass motherfuckers in a cup?
Hot ass motherfuckers in a cup, boys, bro. Yeah, I haven't eaten ass.
None of you guys would.
Never.
Okay.
What if it was clean? Huh? What if it was clean?
Maybe if I like. She like.
I got no comment.
Yeah, I don't have any comment for this. Dude.
I got no comment.
If whatever happens, happens, bro. If the stars align.
Where do you have to put it down there?
How was your guys' prom?
And then we went to go get chicken tenders. Then I was like, yes. I fell in love.
We had to drop off my girl and her friend to her friend's house.
Wait, who was the girl?
The whole...
Brandon.
Who's that?
He goes to
Brandon.
It's Brendan Nicholas.
What? No, not him.
I don't know. I don't know her last name. Anywho, it's hot as shit.
Thank you.
I had to take him and Nick the whole trip back, going to the hotel. He was like, "Damn, bro, my chicken tenders are dry."
Yeah, I didn't get no ranch with my chicken tenders.
Yeah, no,
I was pretty hurt. Ranch is so good with chicken tenders.
You fuck with ranch for your chicken tenders?
All day.
I had food poisoning that whole night, so I.
Yeah, Enrique wouldn't stop bitching.
So did Cristiano.
Really? She got food poisoning?
No, I wasn't with Cristiano that night, but she told me she got food poisoning. I don't know if it was that night or the next night.
Yeah, dude, I got food poisoning. It was awful. I couldn't dance.
You couldn't dance? Or you wouldn't dance?
I saw you dancing a little bit.
Yeah, I was a little bit.
I almost got in a fight at prom.
With who?
I can't. Let's say his name's Christina.
Why would you say Christina?
Because it's his nickname.
It's his, you know, like...
It's a
guy, so...
It's his nickname. Anyways, so me and my boys, you know, we were all dancing, having a good time, getting crunk. And at one point, we were all jumping around in a circle like, hey, hey. And then I accidentally stepped on his shoes. And at that point, I was like, okay, I fucked up. And he fucking shoved the shit out of me.
What?
And I was like, okay, that's my B. So we were going around again like, hey, hey. And then all of a sudden, just boom, someone shoved the shit out of me. And I was like, dude, I'm just trying to have a good time. And then I kept dancing. And that was the end of that. But he just kept dogging me. And
I respect you for not fighting him, bro.
It was prom.
I respect that.
But yeah, and I was just like, I'm just trying to have a good time. I was getting litty like a god dang titty, in the wise words of Nikolai Tawawa.
Yes, ma'am.
Nikolai the Mathiah.
The Mathiah.
Dude, well, honestly, Centennial's prom was a fucking blast, bro.
I was a blast.
I was pretty swifted, bro. I was pretty swifted. And I think what made it fun was that me and my date, like, literally danced all night, dude. It was so sick. It was fun.
You danced the night away?
We danced the night away, bro. It was pretty great.
I tried to dance the night away, but, like, it just got too damn hot in that bitch. They had two separate DJs there, so, like, if you wanted to go dance country or Mexican, you go outside. If you wanted to get crunk and lit and yell and jump, you would have to go inside.
It was pretty cool, though, because, like, people would get hot inside and then just go outside and be like...
But we'd all go at the same time, you know? It wasn't no lame shit. No foo-foo lame.
No foo-foo.
What did you guys do after prom? Did you guys get lit?
I explained what I did after prom.
Yeah, we explained it.
They just went in.
You?
We drove around looking for parties, but by the time we got to them, they were all popped.
Aw. Dude, I hung out with my date for like an hour and a half after. And then, that's when I called my friend. I was like, yo, what's going on? He's like, a couple of us are going to my house. We have some bottles, whatever, of Capri Suns, you know, stuff. And then...
Those Kool-Aid jammers?
Yeah,
or what?
We got pretty swasted, bro. And then I had to be home at 3. So I went home at 3. And then I left again. And then I didn't get home till like 6 p.m.
6 p.m?
6 a.m, dude.
Damn, you were partying for 24 hours?
Dude, it was pretty crazy. That's pretty fun night. Funnest night I've had in a while, bro.
So it's been about like four months since our last one. What's new with everyone?
I quit my job at the corner. Fuck that place, dog.
The slavery?
Yeah, corner slavery, man. If you want a job, hit him up. Don't go.
Nick, you also got a tattoo.
I sure did. I turned 18, finally legal. Hit me up, ladies. Just kidding. Oh shit. Don't hit me up. Only if you're in Aries, hit me up. Just kidding, don't hit me
up.
That
is the game
I've never.
Don't hit me up.
No offense to...
It was a joke.
Gay community?
Yeah, we have to say no offense to the gay community.
But that was really gay.
Like, not gay as in you want to fuck a guy, but, like, just
gay as just gay.
That's just gay.
Whoa, that's a little much.
Anyway, so what is your tattoo?
It's an old school nurse for my mom. My mom's a nurse, if you guys didn't know. Love her dearly. I have another tattoo on my leg. It's a heart with like an arrow through it. Because I love everyone, man. Obviously, if you've listened to my music, you obviously would understand. Like,
no one's listened to your music, Nick.
Actually,
I'm just kidding.
A lot of people listen to
it. I'm just kidding, Nick. Make it no dickie.
Actually, Enrique's had sex to my song.
Whoa!
Have you actually?
Whoa. No.
Okay. Don't be embarrassed.
What song?
Nah, it's okay.
Is it Valentine? The no. Valentine's one?
You had sex to a song of Nick singing. What the fuck is that shit? Like,
Nick,
I couldn't. If
Nick
I was
is
like
making
in
him
the,
shit.
If
well,
I was
not.
In the
it's
room
hard.
And Nick started singing, I could not fuck, bro. Like,
I could. I'd be like, damn, he's a good singer.
I think that would make me want to go longer.
Oh, yeah. That's Nick.
Go to, if you follow my spam, and then go to the link and you can listen to my music.
Hey, I recently changed my spam from Drew Chains Master Kush to Lil Thickums. Oh, wait, Lil _ Thickums 69
_
squirrel. Squirrel. I'm not from here, bro. I'm from Mexico. Lil _
Lil _ Thickums 69.
Yes, sir. Follow.
Yeah, but and I got new music coming out when new people can't really say.
Oh
cause
my god, Nick.
We got big things coming out.
Eminem's featured on his mixtape.
Yeah, and we have a show coming up. So if you want to turn up on stage with me, let me know, and I'll get you in for free, no charge.
Really?
Yeah.
18 up.
No, it's all ages. It's all ages. Hey. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it.
So what you're telling me is I can invite my 5-year-old brother.
Yes, all ages.
5 years old.
I don't have a 5-year-old brother.
Yeah, if you want. But yeah, if you guys do want more information, just...
Whenever you play your Valentine's Day song, can I fuck in the crowd?
Oh, whoa. If you want. If you want to be on stage, I mean, that's a different story.
If you
want to
get herpes like in Coachella, that's...
Dude, that shit's nasty as fuck.
Yeah, it
I
is,
think it's
honestly.
Pretty.
How many
I mean,
people
I,
was it?
I don't know, like 100,000.
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, gross. I think it's pretty gross.
Yeah, fuck Coachella.
Actually, I'd fucking mob to Coachella. I'd go to Coachella.
I'd go, but like.
I'd go to Coachella just to look at James Charles' ass. No homo. I got socks on. You guys, you haven't seen the picture?
James Charles.
Look at this, bro.
The YouTuber guy.
Dude, his underwear was up and that.
Nah, look at this.
Would
that,
you?
Is it that?
No, I wouldn't. Here, give me.
Is that gay guy?
Look at this.
Yes.
It's probably all sweaty.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to see that, honestly, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yo, look at this one.
What James the? Charles fucking killed it at Coachella.
Hell, yeah.
He got that shit, dude.
Hell, yeah.
I think he outdid Lolita.
Oh. Shout out, Lolita.
Oh.
But shout out James Charles mostly. That's a man right there.
He's slim thickums.
Yeah, I'm thickums.
You're Lil Thickums. He's slim thickums.
Okay. We haven't done a podcast when it was hot, huh?
No, it was fucking winter when we started doing podcasts.
Yeah, it's fucking hot in here. It's hotter than fucking balls.
Maybe we should move locations.
To where?
Send me
your location. Let's.
No.
Dude, why are you trying to kill our vibe?
Your location.
Do you even care about the environment?
Yeah.
Bro, I love the environment.
Guys, I'm in a commercial.
El Paso Electric.
El Paso Electric, bro.
I gotta.
You know what that means, right?
You're gay.
Starts off with commercials. Someone sees me and they're like, I want him for a show.
So you're gay.
I want him for a movie. So. Next thing you know, I'm on TV.
So what you're saying is...
You want to kiss me.
You want to kiss me.
Hey, if anybody details cars, let Richard know because his car is dirty.
Hey, let's not even talk shit about my car. It's a big body coupe. It's not what's on the inside that matters. It's what's on the
outside.
Oh, update.
Hold on. I didn't tell the folks and everything.
Oh, Enrique got a new car.
I got a brand new car.
And why did you get a brand new car?
But let me tell you why. One weekend, I was going out of town. And my brother, he was like, yo, let me use your car. I was like, sure. Let him use the car Friday night. Gets in a car accident. He's okay. He's fine. But totaled my car. And so now I'm stuck paying $205 a month for the car.
Do you think it was a blessing in disguise?
No, because I have to pay $205 a month for my car.
But now you have a new car.
No, I have to pay $205 a month for my car.
Do you want me to cash app you?
$205.
Bro, let me tell you guys something that happened. I think it was... like January that this happened, but this girl hit me up and she was like, hey, I was wondering if you were interested in having a sugar mama. And I was like, oh.
Hey, I got the same thing back in January.
And then I was like, sugar mama, like, I don't know how this works. But I was like, I'm just going to see where it goes, you know, because why not? And then she was like, I was like, well, what do you like? Like, what do you want? Like, and she was like, well, do you want an allowance? And I was like, oh shit. And
hey, big boy.
And she was like, how does $100 a day sound? And I was like, shit. I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, I'm a real estate agent. And I was like, oh shit. And she told me she lived in Kansas, and I was born in Kansas. I was like, oh shit.
That's $3,000 a month.
But then.
Did you really just do the math?
I did.
Someone was like, yo, that girl looks familiar. I was like. So I looked her up on Instagram, and turns out she goes to NMSU. And I don't know what her game was, dude, but I felt betrayed.
I would have played the game.
I think I should have played the game, too.
You should have played the game.
Did you get any money?
I did not get any money.
That's where you fucked up.
You fucking idiot.
Even if you knew she was from NMSU, you should have just been like,
you know what?
Oh, hey.
I didn't want her money. I just wanted her time.
She said that about you.
I know. She was like, I just want someone to, like, like talk to you through the day and, you know, like make me laugh. And I was like, I can do that. But I didn't.
Have you tried to find a sugar daddy?
No.
Whatever pays the bills, man. I'm sure if a sugar daddy came to Enrique.
I would never.
If a sugar daddy was like, hey, I'll give you $100 a day. For a dick pic a day. Would you do it?
Yeah, you'd go on Google and like, or go on Pornhub, screenshot it.
But what if he wants it through like Snap? To like prove it,
then
he's like, hold a fork by your dick so I can see that it's true.
Then you look up fork by dick,
dude. I have my hosta banquet tonight, and me and my dad are gonna look good as fuck.
Clap it up for Andrew, man. Andrew,
what's her code name?
Nate.
Nikolai.
why do you put it so close?
Did you say Nick?
Nikolai.
Nick is going with Andrew to his hosta banquet.
Yes sir.
Can I go? Or do you have to have like a plus one?
No. I was going to take my family, but they didn't want to go, so.
That's kind of fucked.
Yeah, they were like, Andrew, you're getting a little too old for this shit, you little bitch. And I was like.
They're like, are you even moving out yet? Wait, you still live here?
And I was like, Mom. And she was like, don't think I know what you do. And I was like.
So you're going to be too old for graduation, so nobody's going to your graduation?
Just kidding. No, they just can't go because.
Didn't.
I want to take a picture of my car.
Didn't someone like walk in on you one?
No, bro, what the fuck? Who would walk in on me?
Almost.
I walked in on Andrew.
Yeah, Nick walked
and
in.
I saw his big old...
What?
Fucking ass.
Oh, yeah.
He knows how to throw it back, just saying.
What?
James Charles, he has some calm dog, Andrew.
Nick, I think you have something for James Charles right now.
Nah.
Are you half chub right now?
Nah.
Quarter?
Pretty soft.
He's half chode.
Full chode, dude.
Full chode.
What are you talking about?
Dang, bro.
Do you guys miss doing the podcast low-key?
I actually do. He gave me something to do every Thursday, you know?
You know what? It was just nice to have you guys to, like, hang out after school. And
yeah, talk, it know? Was like, okay, now we have something for all of us to, like, bond about and, like, always do something together.
And, you know, especially now that graduation's upon us, bro, it's just like, you know what? Why not bring it back?
Now, I'm sure the people are thinking, are we doing another one?
That's a question for you guys to decide. If you guys really liked it, let us fucking know. Like, I'm down. Like, we were talking about it a little earlier, and I said I was down to bring it back.
Nick's always down to bring it back.
Hey, turn up.
Nick was throwing it back at prom. He had his happy feet moving.
Richard was a sauce, dog.
Yeah, I was having a good old time.
Yeah, you had a great time. You're saucing it up on the dance floor.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I didn't even know I had moves like that, to be honest.
You felt like a Maroon 5.
Bro, I was Adam Levine up there.
Hell yeah, all day.
Looking clean like Listerine and dancing like Adam Levine. Hey, what can I say?
Hey, yeah, you know what they say, bro.
Bitch.
Oh, no. If bitches come knocking, don't come stomping.
Is that what you're saying?
I don't know, but
if
I just...
If bitches come
no,
knocking.
I thought it was his... I thought it was...
If bitches come talking, don't come... I don't know.
Don't come knocking?
No, I thought it was, if the car is rocking, don't come knocking.
Nah, I like the bitches one better. Nah,
or like, be like a vendor and hype
bitches
them up.
Just come knocking. Don't come.
Shout out Evander Grimm again.
Hey, woo! Or he was like, hey, get it. And then he's like, oh, he stopped. He's like, I was like two pumps in. He's like, he's going back at it.
He's like, hey. And then his friend's in the way. He's like, get the fuck out of the way. You in the way, bro. He's like, you're always in the way.
Why is all the hair on your body except for the ones on your arms curly?
I don't know.
Yeah. Look at his legs. What? They're like little Jew curls.
Yeah. That, I guess. Oh, no.
Mine look like I go with a straight hair straightener with them.
Yeah, sure does.
Anyways, but yeah, we've thought about bringing it back, but all of us finally got together and we were like, what if we did this, especially with the graduation coming up? And we just thought now was the time.
Amen, bro. Amen.
Amen.
Honestly, this was the first time I talked to all of you guys. Drew Chain speaking, by the way. I saw him in the hallway and they were like, come to the class, come to our class. And I was like, fuck it. And then we just started bonding, you know? And then here we are now.
We showed each other pictures of us naked.
Yes.
If you guys haven't seen Andrew's tits, let me tell you something about Andrew's tits. They are perky.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Like, fine.
They're fine.
You think my tits are...
They're not big. They're not tiny. They're just...
Just right, man.
They're perfect.
They're nice and plump, bro.
Yes, they are.
You've gotten jacked since the last time we've all hung out.
A little bit, bro. A little bit. You know what, dude?
Just the process.
The process, bro. It's been a good 4 months, and, you know, I'm finally starting to see some fucking the gun shows.
But... Did you surgically put grapefruits in your biceps or what?
Totally, bro.
Or softballs?
Balls.
Balls.
Just a bunch of balls?
Just a bunch of balls. Dude, I saw this picture on Twitter, and it was of a dog holding two balls in its mouth. And then girls
And then
like,
a girl commented, I put balls in my mouth, too. They're not so special.
I was like, fuck.
Whoa, that's deep.
That is deep. Deep throat in.
That's pretty fucking funny. That's comedy right there, man.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I'm ready for graduation.
Oh, I'm fucking ready,
dog.
I'm ready, bro, dude.
I'm fucking ready to get the fuck
But it's
out
kinda
of
it hasn't hit me that, like, I'm not going to school next year at, like, a public school, you know? It hasn't hit me.
It hasn't hit me either, dude.
Like, it feels like I'm going to gonna be back, like, next year, but...
It hits me mainly because, like, one of my teachers, she's had a chain since the beginning of the year.
Oh, Dr. Fultz?
Dr. Fultz, that
dude,
shit
it was
hit.
So long, and now it's, like, 10
She
long.
Made a paper chain from how many days we had till we graduated, and at the beginning of the year, it wrapped all around her classroom, and each day she would take a little clip off, and so, like, now there's, like, barely anything
there's
left
like
on that
left,
chain.
There's, like, 10 left, bro,
10 left. And that shit's just scary, because, like, what if in the real world, like, shit doesn't go right?
Well, when shit doesn't go right, bro, you can always go left.
You got a steering wheel for something.
Hey, man, bro. You know what?
Jesus most deaf has to take the wheel, just saying.
Nah, I got myself.
Nah, I'll let Jesus take my wheel.
All right, cool.
Is Jesus your man?
Jesus is my man.
Is Jesus going to be the best man at your wedding?
He's going to be who gives me away.
Hey, kind of.
That's the real father right there.
That is the real father. What else is new?
Enrique, you say something. You're playing games on your phone.
You're playing Clash of Clans, bro? I have Clash
yeah,
of
dude,
Clans
let me see your cock.
What?
That's what we call it, bro.
Your cock?
Yeah, my cock's not that big. Watch, check it out.
I know it's not.
Well, I got my cock last
year.
We're talking iPhone.
I got my cock like 2 months ago.
iPhone
oh,
forehead
really?
Ass.
Hey, yours is kind of big.
Turn up, hey.
Turn up.
Can you guys get off your fucking
no
phone?
No shit.
Okay, my
we have
bad.
An audience.
My bad.
God, first it was just Andrew, and now it's you.
What? I haven't been on
Bitch, who's the one who played Balloons Tower Defense while we recorded the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what,
That's when
what?
You were going through your little phase.
Yeah.
What phase?
When you were
Balloons
like,
Tower Defense.
You guys don't need me. You guys don't need
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah, you were like, yeah, guys, well, I'm about to leave the podcast.
Yo.
Next week it ends.
See, bro, I had the right intentions.
Shut the fuck up.
I just didn't want to be in it, bro.
Should we talk about how it ended?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
It's all these girls' faults.
It kind of just, it's all, it's not Andrew's fault at all.
I literally, like, wanted it to end, so I don't give a fuck.
Fuck you.
Damn.
It just kind of happened, honestly. We got caught up in some old trash talk.
Say it, bro. Say it. Say what happened.
And, yeah, it just kind of went south ASAP. And then we just kind of stopped talking. Well, me and Enrique kept talking. We kind of kicked Richard out. Sorry, Rich.
No, I get it.
I mean, we're being honest.
And yeah. Then,
they deserve to know.
And then, yeah, and then we kind of just, like, it could take a little while. And we were like, you know what? Rich is a good guy.
So the way it happened was I was talking to Elijah. If you don't remember, he was on our podcast one
Elijah
time.
Elijah Bear.
Yeah, Elijah Bear. We were talking in the hallway. And then Enrique came up to me and he was like, hey, yo, Maria. Bro.
All right.
So he came up to me. He was like, yo, Rich, what's up? I was like, hey, man, what's good? And we kind of just had a conversation from there. It was just little off and on stuff. And then one day in...
Hey.
Shut
up.
Yeah.
Nah.
And then one day in math... I was talking to Enrique about ramen noodles, and then from there it went on to talking about McDonald's. We were talking about the McFlurries there, and then Nick comes into the conversation, and he was like, yo, you know how they mix the McFlurries? You know how the spoon is hollow? They put that to mix the McFlurries.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know, now you know.
So yeah, I didn't know that, and from there on, we kind of just kept talking from there, and then we all became friends again.
Yeah, and then...
I mean, I was always friends with these guys, but I just never hung out with them outside of the podcast. So
I don't know. I got kind of shaky between me, Andrew, and
oh,
Nick.
Yeah. I almost fought you at
oh,
that party.
Oh, yeah. It got pretty... Because I'm not going to say any names.
Oh, you were so mad. I remember when we were at the bonfire.
You're a bitch for that.
I wasn't typing, Andrew. It wasn't me.
But it was about you. So I was like, Nick's so gay for this.
And then... Okay. So somebody decided to put their same name as me.
Broke same boy.
Same number.
I've had that Instagram name since my freshman year. Like, why on the fucking planet would you think, oh, that's Nick's name, let me just use it and hopefully he does
no,
it
no,
hey.
No shade.
No how shade. No how hard Nick is getting butthurt over a name.
Because that's my fucking name. How pissed would you be if someone was like, all right, my name's Jew Chains? You'd be pretty salt.
Nah, that's kind of gay.
Bullshit.
It's a fucking Instagram name, Nick, not a fucking dick. Like, don't write it so hard.
Well,
bro.
That's not just my
And then
Instagram
you were like
name.
Telling me, you were like, bro, I just don't want him to ride my wave. And I was like, Nick, you're so gay, bro. Like,
I
come
was pretty
on.
Fucking
dude,
huge.
We were going to fight you guys. And
we're
a bunch of lunks. We'll fuck you guys up.
Nah, we were like, if they fucking fight us, they fucking fight
no
us.
Offense. Yeah, that's what we were saying.
We were like, if they fight us, they fight us, bro.
Because
like,
at that time, you don't know how bad we wanted to fight like people.
Dude, we would have fucked you guys up.
We got jumped, and we didn't do pretty bad. It was like fucking 20 on like... four of us, and we didn't do too bad. So we already hyped up. We're like, all right, these motherfuckers are bigger than us, but we're like 1 o'clock and we're good. We literally just run after that. Like,
bro,
we're gonna
fucking lunks.
We're gonna hit them and we're gonna run. Like, that's
we were literally like ready to fucking kick your guys' asses, bro.
And then we were like,
all CSM. Hey, CSM, shout out CSM.
And then we're like, all right, we're gonna fucking hit him in the fucking mouth and we're just gonna chill. Like, they're gonna jump us. Like, that's that.
Bro,
like,
I was gonna make you eat my ass.
And then I was like, all right, I'm ready. And then,
I would have rocked your shit, Nick.
Nah, I would have covered my face. I would have just like been talking to no.
I would have spaghetti, meat, balls, and just fucking.
To somebody, I would have been talking to whoever that was, fucking looked at him and just. Boom!
Dude, if you
and
were talking
done.
To Noah and Noah would have wrecked your shit,
I would
have
just cleaned
his clock. Noah's a big ass boy.
And then I would have been done. And then I would have just like covered my head and get jumped, you
got
know?
Got him in an armadillo?
Yeah, and armadillo position. Cover my face, you know?
That's the safest way, bro.
And then
we
I would have been
calling
good.
Out people too. Like, not calling out, but like amongst ourselves, we're like, all right, this is who I'm going to go after. This is who
Who's going to fight me?
Nobody.
Cause
we were going to fight you.
Because we were like, we couldn't.
That would have been so weird if I was going to find Enrique at the bonfire, but that's because I was drunk. And
yeah,
you were
pissed. I was like, Andrew.
Because you were giving shit to my friend.
No, you were going to fight Alex.
Fuck no, I wasn't going to fight Alex.
Yeah, you were attacking him mostly.
Alex is big as fuck.
I had to hold you back.
Alex was hype as fuck. He was like, Nick, if you need help, bro, he's like, I'll jump in that bitch. I don't give a fuck, dog.
I'd honestly just rack Alex and then start jumping him after. That's all
that's not cool.
Well, that's the main fucking.
And like, I was ready. I was ready to just pounce, dog. And I was like, you know what?
We were all ready.
We should have fought then, dude. We would have been down to fight you guys.
And then we were like, nah, we're chilling. Like, we're big chilling. Like, we love everyone. Like,
big chilling. You were getting mad because they took your name.
He didn't take it. He stole it. He didn't steal. He actually didn't steal shit. It's still my name. Like, everybody knows me as that. People call me by that.
Really, bro? Because in Centennial, everyone calls him Broke Boy.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
That's pretty fucking gay.
Cause... And they say that Nick Tuwal was gay as fuck over there.
Dang.
Bro.
That's good.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
I was like, good for him. I was like, that's good. That's good for him. At least there's two of us, you know? Childhood friend, you know? Good guy. Just didn't expect it from him.
Bro, he didn't even know, like...
He knew.
No, I don't think you were Everybody even in his knows. Mind, bro.
Everybody knows.
I don't think you were even in his mind, bro. Like...
Everybody
even,
knows.
Even when he followed me, I didn't even think of you.
All right.
Oh.
Enrique. When broke boy comes to mind, who do you think of? Like, before he even met me.
Okay, I come... you come to mind.
Yeah.
You Thank come you. To mind. But Thank you. The fact that it's only a name didn't make me, like... It was like, oh, okay, cool. Noah made a Finsta. And
like, then, all... Like, I told, like, my family, like, my cousins and my brothers. And then they were like, bro, that's fucking gay. Like, what if a fucking rapper just like, all right, changing my name to Tekashi 6ix9ine, even though there's
Nick,
somebody out
there.
Nick,
you're not a fucking rapper, though. You go to Oñate High School, you're a fucking...
That's my... Like, you can't just do that, though. Like,
you're not a fucking rapper.
I know I'm not.
No.
But, like, still, you just don't do that. Like, out of courtesy. Like,
courtesy?
If someone was like...
The fuck is this shit? It's high school, Nick.
But still, I don't care if it's high school. If someone was like, all right, my name is Jew Change from now on.
I'd be like, fuck yeah, bro. That's me.
Exactly. You'd be like, that's me.
Yeah, so we'd have that connection.
No.
I wouldn't be a little bitch about it and be like, hey, that's my name, dog. Like,
no, you'd be pretty salt. You'd be pretty salt. Trust me.
The reason why we were pissed is because literally, like, before this whole thing, something happened.
Yeah, literally. So, when we dropped Drip Squad, me and Enrique and two other guys made...
Another name,
like just to call ourselves, and it was Wolfpack Mafia.
Why you gotta say it, bro?
It's all good.
Wolfpack Mafia?
Yeah, that's what we called ourselves. And
it's
like
sick,
we didn't,
right?
And we didn't know that, like, shout out to Wolfpack, bro. Like, we didn't fucking know if you guys ever fucking listen, which you probably don't, if you guys are wondering. But, like, we're like, all right, like, let's just be low key about it. And then my homie was like, yo, dog, like, Wolfpack is after you, fools. Like, they're gonna fuck you guys up. Like, they got something on your head top. Like, they want to fucking kill you guys. And we're like, whoa, we didn't even know. Like, we're not even... They're like, they think you're making fun of them. We're like, nah. Like, we're cool. Like, we didn't even know. And they're like, oh, he was like, all right, I'll let them know. Like, that's some crazy shit right there. And then, like, a week goes by and they're still kind of on it. And then somebody straight up told him, like... Enrique told him, like, someone DM'd Enrique. Enrique was like, yo, like, we didn't even know. Like, and he was like, all right, for sure, stay safe on the streets. And he told his friend group. And then we're good after that. So, like... So we were, and then we were talking about it. We're like, yo, if somebody took our fucking name, like, that's kind of fucked up. Like, that's not fucking cool, you know? It's just not right. You shouldn't be doing that. But, hey, I'm over it. If he still uses it, I let him use it.
I can tell you're over it, Nick. I can tell you're over it.
Like, I just don't care. I'm just living my life. Just living my life, you know? That's what it has to be. All right.
You guys were on my head top because y'all thought I was texting.
I told him, I was like, it wasn't me, it was Enrique.
Oh, you're a bitch.
I said it was Enrique and Alex.
What the fuck?
It was both you. The fuck you mean?
Who was the one typing everything?
Not me.
It wasn't me either. Right. I didn't type shit.
Noah was just confused. He was like, what the fuck are these guys talking about?
I was like, whatevs.
Hey, Rich Stone.
And then, yeah, we kind of just got over it because we had other shit to do.
Well, that was entertaining.
Good story, huh?
That was...
Wait, but tell him about how we almost got in a fight, Enrique.
What do you mean?
At that bonfire.
So we pull up to the bonfire, me and Alex. And it was like our friend Kate's bonfire, so we were like, okay, like, let's go. So we pull up. At this time, we were kind of like
iffy.
We were iffy on even going because, like, so many
people, didn't go because I knew some shit was gonna go down.
So many people were on me, Alex, and Nick's head top. That's why Nick didn't go. But me and Nick were like, me and Alex were like, fuck it. So we go, and we bump into Andrew, and I said, what's up to him?
I said, what's up to you too? No.
Yeah. You said, what's up to both of us, and then you remembered.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, wait, what the fuck? He's like, fuck you guys. And then you started coming after us.
Hey, I was a little swasted, bro.
And, he started pushing us. And we're like, Drew, like, calm down.
That's when I was with Cristiano, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was hanging out with Cristiano.
No.
Yeah, I was hanging out with Cristiano and...
Dennis. Yeah.
At that bonfire.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when you came and I saw you. And they were like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But yeah, we didn't fight. And then someone, yeah, and then the Mayfield guys were going after Centennial guys, so that was interesting.
That's always interesting.
Yeah, it was just like a little, and I kind of, because I kind of wanted to play it safe because I felt like, not scared, like kind of like.
I thought it would have been weird to fight you guys.
I wouldn't have fought Andrew. I wouldn't have laid a finger on Andrew. Andrew would have would have hit me.
If you wanted to punch me, I would have let you. Like, I wasn't going to fight you.
Nah, if you would have punched me, I probably would have tried my best to punch you back, but. Not hard, you know, like a good little love tap. Like
a good little good game?
Yeah, like a, whoa, like, you shouldn't hit me because we were friends before this.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I respect that.
Or Manny, I wouldn't have touched Manny.
Shout out Shlumgod.
Shout out Shlumgod, for real.
Remember when he hated our podcast?
Oh, yeah. I think he was just hating on us because we had a podcast.
We had a wave.
Yeah. He did.
And he was riding it.
We were all surfing on that wave, I swear.
That was pretty cool.
I'm still upset we missed out on a big ad while we were gone.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know, we had a big ad offer us. It was like $50 a play, and we were adding stuff up, and if we would have gotten like 100 plays, or like how much was it? Or it was 1.3K plays all added up, and it came out to $60,000, and that would have looked really good in my bank account.
Well, really good in all of our
hour.
Yeah, well, like, well, it would have been like...
We would have gone 20.
It would have been like 20 hey, Richard, each.
Where did you get your little wee bad up there? On your
oh, I got the... I really this like is that. Funny as fuck. I got that. It at Zoomies.
Zoomies? I want to get one for my car.
Look, do you like my little... Do you like my pit bull on my dash?
I love it, bro.
It's taking a shit.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Do we have any final words to say to the people before we end this one?
I think we're good. Hey, 420, look at the time.
Yeah, I saw the time too.
Yeah, I think we're big chilling.
Big chilling. All right, guys. Well, be sure to support Drip Squad, the podcast. Keep listening to our old music. Also, old music. Follow... I mean, podcast. Sorry, Nick was pulling up music. Listen to Nick's music.
Yeah.
Also, follow us on Instagram. Make sure you listen to all our old episodes. And, guys, I think this is where we end it. All
right, that's a wrap, guys.
All right, we'll see you next time. Me and the girl, what if they kiss on my feet?